the show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, how are we doing on sound this morning? Looks like I better do a sound check. Good morning, Patricia Martin. Good morning, good morning. Doing great, how are you? Good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazi. Hope you're looking forward to Monday morning when you're going to do part two of your segment of Living the James Bond Lifestyle. So if you don't mind just typing into the chat room what part two is going to be all about, and I will highlight that on the show today as we go further into this segment. Well, here we are, Thursday, just a few days away from one of the loveliest days of the year, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, where so much love is shed to so many people. Some of you remember when we were kids, oh, just 5 or 6 or 7 years old, and I remember my mother, they would make us get these boxes of Valentine's cards, and you had to come to school and then make Valentine's for all of the students in the classroom. And, you know, and that was like the whole day event. And every child would get up and walk over and give the card to whomever. So, you know, when we think of things like that, you know, Patricia, you're right. It's great to have these childhood memories. You know, they do our children well, and they do add to our lives, because that was a great teaching, you know. Just have love for everyone. And I remember how we would do those Valentine cards, and you know, a couple of grades we did them. And then I remember my sister, when she had my nephew, how we would do Valentine's Day cards for her son. And then I remember some years later where the names really began to change and get more difficult to spell. So I remember me and my sister were sitting down to do her daughter's Valentine's Day cards. And back then, you know, the teacher didn't think to send home a list of names. And we had no clue how to spell these names. So we got the biggest laugh out of trying to figure out how to spell these children's names. Because back in the day, if your name was Betty, Brenda, Linda, kind of common standard type names, and anyone could spell them. But then once the names began to change, but we thought that was funny. So good morning. good morning and welcome. Well, today is Fantastic Thursdays. I hope you're feeling empowered. I hope you're feeling ready to get going and keep going or start going, whatever it is you need to do. Our topic that I want to talk about today is how to get what you want out of life. So I ask you a question. Are you getting what your deepest desire in life is? Are your deepest desires and dreams being met? I mean, really, are you really living a life that's on purpose, that you know exactly what, or you feel that you know exactly the purpose that God created you to do? And if you are living this desired life, how satisfied are you? How fulfilled are you? So how satisfied are you? How fulfilled are you with your life? Financially, how satisfied and fulfilled are you with your financial abilities? Your abilities to get the finances that you need in order to live a fulfilled and a satisfied life. Are your finances in place? How is your, you know, what's your strategy for getting the finances that you want? And then, what about your health? Is your health in line with what you want out of life so that you can live both a satisfied and fulfilled life? And joy and peace and happiness. Also, how about your mental capacity? How is your mind? How are your thoughts? How is your thinking? Is it aligned with being satisfied? Being really fulfilled? Are you really happy with your life? Are you happy with the way things are going? Again, what is your health and your financial and your mental abilities? Your career, how satisfied with you? How satisfied are you with your career? Regardless of the choices that you made earlier, mistakes that you may have made, roads that you may have gone down, that at the end of the road, you realize you were on the wrong road. You know, those people who sometimes climb the corporate ladder just to find out that their ladder was up against the wrong building. It's those people that get to the top of the mountain, and when they get there, they look around and say, is this all there is to it? Is this what I worked so hard for and scrammed and scraped and did all that I did? Is this it? Well, if you don't want to get to the top of that mountain and say, is this it? Or if you don't want to get to the top of that ladder just to realize that your ladder was on the wrong building anyway, if you don't want to get to the end of that road, to realize that, wait a minute, I'm on the wrong road. Do something about it now. There's no time, I can guarantee it. There's absolutely no time like the present. Right now, that's it. Do it now. Get your life in order, control, master it, whatever you want to call it. How to get what you want out of life. That's what I'm going to be sharing with you today. How you can get that dream life, that life that is truly satisfying. Aren't you tired of going through life ho-hum and, oh, I wish this could be better. Oh, I wish that was better. Stop wishing you can start doing. Get out of the wishing business. Remember the other week I had you get out of the trying business? I hope you're not trying anymore. I hope you stop trying. We had a funeral for try. We buried try. We paid our last respects. We had the repass, everything, the whole nine yards. We invited the family members over. Now we need to do something else. We've got to get out of the wishing business. I wish my life was better. I wished I had a better job. I wished I had more money. I wished my book was a bestseller. I wished I could be in movies. Whatever the wish is, I wish I was happily married. Well, some just wish they were married. And see, that there is the problem. Many people who wish they were married get married and wish they weren't married. I know so many people. I don't know if you all know people like that, but I know so many people like that. Oh, I wish I was married. I wish I was married. It's like a record. And as soon as they get married, they're calling everyone they know and being, okay, please pray that this thing changes or that I get out of it. So we want to get out of the wishing business. Get out of the wishing business and get into the doing. It's doing. Wishing will get you nothing but a wish. You got to do. Wishing is for children. You know how at Christmas time or Thanksgiving and you would have turkey and the parents would get the what they call the wishbone, the part of the turkey, this bone that is shaped like an upside down Y. Or an upside down U with a little stem on it, and then you would, or V, and then you would have two people grab hold of either end and break it. And whoever got the biggest part of the break, they would get the prize. Whoever got the biggest part of the break would basically, their wish was said or thought to come true. And that's great, you know, for children. We're adults now. We need some grown up mechanisms. Wishing is great for kids. And the tooth fairy comes, and you know when a child has a tooth that's come down, falls out, knocked out, what have you. How they put it under the pillow, and they wish the tooth fairy would come and leave them a few dollars or a few cents or what have you. Well, it was cents back in my day. Now it's probably the kids probably want you to leave a credit card. Well, back then, you just left a quarter or a dime and you thought you were doing something great. But that was because we had penny candy stores. So stores you could actually go to and just with, you know, a penny, you could come out with a small sack full of candy. You probably can't do that these days. So, here's the thing. What is it that you're wishing that your life was? Okay, well, let's look at that for a moment then. And by the way, good morning and welcome. If it's your very first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, good morning and welcome. Our topic today is how to get what you want out of life. Got to teach you this thing. You got to get what you want. You know, it's dominion here. Dominion, and we have everything here. And we have every right, it is your God-given right to have a joyful life, to have a happy life, to have it more abundant. It is your absolute God-given right. He has given you power to get wealth. So when I said to you, what is your financial ability? That means that you have a capability to do something. And it's on you to strengthen your financial getting muscle, just like you strengthen the muscles in your biceps, or you strengthen the muscles in your upper thighs, or what have you. It's the same. You have the ability. But are you strengthened in those areas? See, we weren't taught. Some of us were. Some were not. We're not taught like this to strengthen. You know, why do you think so many people are emotionally weak? They were strengthen their emotions. You cannot go getting upset at everything that someone does to you that hurts your feelings or doesn't go your way. If so, you will be what some people call, well, several years ago they probably would call it, an emotional wreck. And today they just say you're a hot mess. Just a hot mess. Emotionally, financially. Now, we all, you know, got degrees of how we need to get in line or we need to become on point with our finances, our health, our mental capacity, our emotion, our spiritual self. Some of us, the financial part is great. The physical part is okay. The mental part is, it's, you know, not bad. But our spiritual self is a disaster. It is a train wreck waiting to happen. It's a tornado that's about to blow through and destroy and rip apart everything in your path, your finances, your health, and your mind. So the spiritual side of you has to also be on track. The finance, same thing with your financial side. How to get the life you want. Because when you're not living satisfied, fulfilled, you are doing damage to yourself and to everyone around you. To yourself and everyone around you. And not only the people that are around you, but the people that are around them and the people that are around them. You know, when we do and act and say, it's like dropping a pebble in a lake, in some water, a little pond, and you see what happens when you do that. Just try it. You drop it in, and then you instantly see these little circles of waves start to go out from that pebble that was dropped. And we call that a ripple effect. And so it continues to touch beyond the spot where you dropped the little pebble on the rock. And that's how we are. We are a rippling effect. We touch not only the lives of the people around us, but the people around them and around them and around them. So you want to touch people. You know, you can't help but to touch people. That's natural. We want to touch people. That's what makes us so unique. That's what makes human beings so unique. We have this ability to do this. So what impact are you going to have is going to be based on how satisfied and fulfilled you are in terms of having a great impact, a powerful impact on everyone around you. So you're not just doing it for you. It's not just about you. And I know it's me time and, you know, and all that, and that's great and that's fine, that's wonderful, and I celebrate that too because I had my own me time. I understand that. In other words, we've worked so much for everybody else. Now let's do something for me. But the reality of that was, really, we were touching a lot of people. But if we're not happy, if we're not satisfied, if we're not fulfilled, what legacy are we leaving on people? What impact are we leaving on the people around us? So you want to know how to get the life you want. And one of the things you have to start doing is you have to stop wishing and start doing. Stop wishing and start doing. So, by the way, good morning, and welcome. Happy birthday to all of our birthday people. I know Miss Shaquanda, it's her birthday, so happy birthday, Miss Shaquanda. Happy birthday, Miss Alicia. It's also her birthday today. And many others that have birthdays coming up or you just have birthday today, I want to wish you happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Chris. Good morning, and welcome. some of you in the chat room may say, well, I don't see these people. Well, these people are people that will probably listen to the archives. Good morning and welcome, Miss Kiva. Good welcome, INC TMT. Good morning. If it's your first time tuning into the show, we welcome you. Okay. Oh, it's okay. Coach sounds is low. All right. I'm sorry, Patricia. Is that better? Is that higher, Miss Patricia? Good morning. Okay. It sounds kind of low. Okay. Could be louder. Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. I'm glad I came back over into the chat room. So thank you, because we do want you to hear what we're saying. Okay. Good. And you can hear now, I hope. Wonderful. Yes, okay, Patricia said that now the kids want dollars. Yeah, Pat, I believe they want credit cards today. Well, okay, yours are still small and they don't care as long as they get. Okay, great. So she said that's how it should be. I was talking about the tooth fairy and wishing and saying how wishing is for children. Wishing is for, you know, for kids. Okay, Paul, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you can hear much better now. So probably the people on the switchboard probably couldn't hear that great either. So good morning, and welcome. We're talking here today how to get what you want out of life. This life, let me give you a newsflash for some of you. This is a newsflash just in from the news headquarters. This is the only life you're going to get. You know, well, we know that this is it right here. Make the best of it. I know people think they're going to come back as a butterfly and all this other stuff. But here's the thing. This is your life that you're living. Remember, Billy Paul made that song years ago. This is your life. Okay? It's the only one you got. Make the best of it. In other words, stop wishing and start doing. Oh, I wish I had a car. I wish I had a family. I wish I had this. I wish, I wish, I wish. Next thing you know, you're 70 years old. You're still wishing. You haven't gotten any of the things that you wished for, because that's not how you get things in this life. I don't know anyone. I'm sorry. I don't know anyone that has gotten anything by wishing. Now, if you know somebody, please, please give them my 800 number. Tell them to call me right away. I will get them on the Coach Elisa Show, and I will interview them live. I will even fly to where they are if they are not here in this state. You don't get there by wishing. I wish I had better health. No, that's not how you get better health. You get better health by eating properly, getting the proper rest, and doing some other important things. You don't get it by wishing. Oh, I wish I had, you know, some of us business owners. I wish I had more customers. Sorry, sounds cute, but that's not how we get more customers. We don't wish. I don't know, maybe it's back from a song that I can't think of the authors right now, the composers of the song, the writers of the song, and they said, I'm wishing on a star, you know, to find out where you are. No, that's not how you find out where people are. It's by wishing. You get what you want out of life by the secret. I'm going to give you the secret in a second. I'm going to give it to you in a second. Some of you real astute people on here, you already picked it up because I've said it about 8 times already. But I'm going to tell you how to get what you want out of life. How to get your dream job, your dream car, your dream house, your dream career, your dream business, your dream husband, your dream wife, your dream singleness, if that's what you desire, if you want it. I'm going to tell you a couple of little things you got to do. Very, 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 very simple. It's about, you know, no more than 5 things, I promise you. You're going to be able to remember this. How to get your dream One of my favorite things to teach people how to do is to get their dream job. I really think that's my favorite. Because it's the easiest, you see, your dream job. But I also love teaching people how to get that dream life, how to get the life, how to live the life that you really want to live. Not a life where you're waking up every day, oh, boy, another day. Oh, boy, what's going to happen today? That kind of thing. Or like the people who get to work and climb that corporate ladder only to find out they have the ladder. What? On the wrong side of the building, on the wrong building or the wrong side of the building. Now you've wasted years, you've wasted talents, you've wasted time, you've wasted energies, probably spent a lot of money, probably went through a lot of headaches. For what? For what? Only to find out this isn't really where I want to be. How horrible is that? Despicable. No, we're stopping that. We're not doing that. Just like we very try, we don't try anymore. Oh, I'm trying to do this. No, you're not trying to do it. You're doing it. That's the secret. You're doing it. That's one of them. Just do it. Stop wishing it would happen and make it happen. Stop wishing you had a higher level of education. Go get one. Simple. End of story. Go and get one. Stop what you're doing. You know, they say if you ever get set on fire or catch on fire or whatever, they say what? Stop, drop, and roll. So when it comes to getting what you want out of life, if you're on a path, on a road, climbing up a ladder that is not the right one, stop, drop, and move on. Stop, drop what you're doing, and move on to something else. Well, sometimes you don't even have to stop what you're doing. Some of us can multitask. You can do one thing while you're working on something else. You can have your dream job, your dream finances, your dream spiritual life. You know, some people say, they're so heavenly bound and they're earthly good and things like that. Or, you know, why does this person sound so preachy and all these things? You know, are they real? Well, you can be whatever it is you want to be. If you want to be real, that's fine. If you don't, that's on you. You can have what you want so that you no longer have sentences that start with, I wish, or I'm trying. You don't want sentences that start with that. You are doing, so you don't have to say anything. You just go do it. And once you do it, everybody will be able to see it. You won't have to tell anybody. They will see it. I'm doing this. I want to do that. No. Do it. Do it. You don't have to want to do it. Just do it. If we spent less time trying, wishing, and wanting, and more time doing, you'll be surprised. You will have everything that you want out of life. Don't say, for us married people, because, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, it's going to be Monday. Don't, it's Monday. It doesn't matter if it's Monday, Sunday. Don't say, well, it'd be better if it's on Saturday. Why? Why is that? Why would it be better if it was on Saturday? In your mind, I'm just asking if you're saying to yourself, well, it'd be better if it was a Saturday. Why? Well, because if it was a Saturday, we would go here, we would go there. So then go. Why are you letting a day of the week hold you back from having what you want out of life? So what? That February the 14th falls on Monday. Saturday, whatever you would have done had it been on Saturday, go and do it, my goodness. Just do it. You can do it. You have my permission. If you were going to go to a hotel and, you know, pretend it's your honeymoon, whatever, go do it. The hotels, as a matter of fact, you'd get a better deal probably. Because if Valentine's Day really was on a Saturday, do you know what you would pay for that room? Probably twice as much as you're going to pay for it now. Go the Saturday after. You'll really get the room cheap then. Oh, whatever you do, just don't go Saturday, March 12th, because that's the day we're having our big book event, so you don't want to miss that. And I don't want you to miss that, because you're going to be in the room with so much power that when you leave that room, you, believe me, you will be on fire, but the good kind of fire. You will be charged up. Your battery will be charged up or recharged March 12th, Saturday, at Newark at the Wyndham Hotel for our Book Writers and Publishers Convention. Also, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, there is the Black Film Festival at Rutgers University. Part of it's going to be in the Paul Roberson Center. The other part will be on that Thursday. It will be at the Newark Public Library Thursday evening, and then Friday and Saturday at the Paul Roberson Center. And you can get the information for that online. If you just inbox me, I can send you the information. It's absolutely free. The film festival is absolutely free. And we're going to have one of the filmmakers will be on next week, and she's going to be able to tell you a little bit more about it. And she's one of the persons who will be airing her film that day, showing her film that day. So that will be exciting. You will get to meet her right here on the Coach Elisa Show. You can also show up at the event and get to talk to her. For those of you aspiring filmmakers, her film is about a 15-minute film. You see, it doesn't have to be a very long one. But she is getting what she wants out of life. She always wanted to do this, or, you know, for a while she wanted to do it. She quit her full-time job to become a filmmaker. No, listen, if you're letting other people stop you from doing and getting what you want out of life, whose problem, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? To end up at the end of the road to only say, this is not where I wanted to go. 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, even 5 years down the road that you don't need to be on is a wasted time and energy, time that you can't get back. So it's best to stop, look at what it is that you're doing, look at what do you really, really want out of life? What would bring you joy? What would bring you happiness? Here's how we ask the question some years ago. We ask people the question, what would you, for helping you to find out what it is that you really want to do and love to do and would do no matter what, we ask people, what would you do even if you didn't get paid for it? What thing would you do and not mind doing and just love doing even if there was no pay for it? And when you can honestly answer that, if you would do that day and night, day and night, day and night, for no money, no pay, you just love doing it, or the thing that's your hobby, the thing that you consider your hobby, okay? Now, if that's what brings you utter joy, utter happiness, that is the thing that you can turn into, actually, possibly a profitable gig for yourself. Yeah, you can turn that into a profitable gig for yourself. Enough, because here's the thing, because at that point, it won't be about the amount of finances. Because remember, now you're operating full throttle on being satisfied and being fulfilled, being spiritually in alignment with your Creator, being aligned totally in line with everything that your Creator has created you to do, to be, and to have, and to live, so that you can live it every day. Remember, because of all the people that you're going to touch, and all those people that they will touch, and those people that they will touch, that ripple effect that happens just like when you drop the pebble in the water creates a ripple effect. you are creating a ripple effect in society. And the effect that you're creating is either a positive or a negative one. So people who are unhappy, they're not happy with their lives. These are those individuals who you see them and, boy, it looks like they just got out of a fight or something. Or as Dr. Lori Preston Terrell would say, then he would say, boy, looks like you're sucking on lemons. Just look so mean. Just mean people. Stop being mean. Be nice. Be gentle. Be kind. Be meek. Be humble. Treat everyone special. Treat everyone special. But how can you do that if you're not happy? How can you do that if you're not satisfied? How can you do that if you're not being fulfilled yourself? How can you treat? Because the mind will misconstrue those messages if you're treating everyone else better than you treat your own self. So you're dogging you out, but you're treating everybody else with all of this kindness and love. No, you can't do that. You have to be good to yourself. So how are we going to do this? How are you going to live this life that you really want, the life you want to live, having the career you want? Now, let me just backtrack for a minute to that Valentine's thing. How to have the husband that you want. Stop wishing, oh, I wish I had a better husband. No, you got what you got. Enjoy what you got. Find all of the wonderful and positive things about that person. Make a list of all of, no, really, make a list of all of the wonderful things. Did I say make a list of the things that you don't like or the things that drive you not crazy? Because we don't say that anymore because we're not being driven crazy. And so all the things, I'll just say all the things you don't like. I didn't say make a list of that, did I? And that's what some people do. Some people, the reason why they cannot enjoy fully, 100%, their mate or their spouse is because they have in their memory bank that they keep in the forefront of their mind all the negative things about the person, all the things that they don't like. So even when the person does something wonderful or kind or nice, that negative thought comes very quick and says, oh, but they're horrible. Oh, but she's a lousy cook. Oh, but she doesn't keep the house tidy. Oh, but he doesn't do this, and he doesn't, you know, help me with my car, and he doesn't call me 3 times a day just to say I love you. You see, those negative thoughts come because we're always thinking on those. If you constantly think on the bad things about a person, and I'm just using, you know, spouses as an example, I could use people in any kind of a relationship, coworkers, boss, staff, it doesn't matter, parents, children, it's all the same, teachers, student, college professors, partners in business, customers, business owner, customer, I can use any relationship, it's all the same. If you constantly are remembering the negative things, when they do something good, the negative things will remind you of that, and then you'll overlook the good stuff. You won't even notice that. And you'll still have that grumpy attitude, that grumpy mindset, that grumpy personality when you're around them. But if you want to have a loving aurora, if you want to have a loving ambiance around your mate, think on all the good things. Now, for some people, that's hard because you're, over the years, I don't know how long you've been married, or for those of you that are, over the years, you were so busy remembering all the bad things. So here's how to get out of that. And now I want you to make a list of all the good stuff. And even, I don't care if it's 2 things. Make a list. And now what you're going to do is you're going to put those 2 things or 200 things, whatever it is, and you're going to put those in the forefront of your memory bank, of your mind. In other words, you're going to think on those things every day, all day. And so, therefore, when they do something negative or something you don't like, something that would normally get under your skin, then all those positive thoughts will push that negative thought out. And say, nah, because he's great. Nah, she's wonderful. Nah, she does this or he does that. You see? And how that works? Now, that's the same process you're going to use on your life. You're going to think positive thoughts, good thoughts about what you want, and then you're going to go do it. And when the negative thought comes and says, you can't do that, your positive thoughts that you've already been thinking on all day and every day will push it out the way. Push. Can you say push? It's going to push. P-U-S-H. Push. Your positive thinking will push those negative thoughts. Some of you are already noticing this. Some of you that maybe when you first came to the Coach Delisa show, you maybe have had a lot of negative thoughts about your life. And now over time, you notice that those thoughts, they may even be gone totally. Well, they're still in your mind. But what happened? The positive thoughts took control. That's where we read in the scriptures where he says, there's a war in my spirit. There's a war going on inside, okay? There's two competing forces. Well, there's competing forces in our minds. There's these negative thoughts, and then we can have positive thoughts. Well, if you dwell on the negative thoughts, when a positive thought comes, the negative thought goes boop, boop, and knocks it out the way. Or pushes it out the way. So we're just reversing things. Now we're putting the positive thoughts in the forefront, letting them dominate, thinking on those constantly throughout the day. And so that's why I'm asking, write them down. Write down positive affirmations. Like, for instance, let's just say your name is Sheila. I'm just using it. You know, get some construction paper or colored paper, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, type on there, Sheila rocks, and you'll put that on your, you know, put it on the wall, in your bedroom, in your living room, wherever you need to. You know, success in life is, you know, Sheila living her dreams. You know, put these affirmations down. The goals of, you know, your goals will take you to the, you know, destiny of your dreams. Write these affirmations down. Put them on a wall or somewhere. But look at them daily, on a daily basis. It takes 21 days to break a habit or create one. What habit will you break today? Well, I hope you're going to break the habit of wishing. No longer do we wish for things. We're not children. Little kids wish that their parents will let them go outside and play after school. Right? People wish, the kids wish the tooth fairy will come and leave them money under their pillow. Children, they wish and they, you know, want Santa Claus to bring them toys. Okay, but we're grown now. We don't wish, we do. So therefore we have. If you do, you will have. The two go together. What you have is based on what you've been doing. Some people feel, I don't have anything. Well, you haven't been doing anything. Get up and do something, and you will have. That's what I tell people. You know, people, oh, I don't have. So, okay, well, what have you been doing? Well, I haven't done that. Okay, well, there you go. You want, you got to do. You got to go and do it. Some people don't feel they have the energy. Well, go do energy. How do you do energy? You exercise. You eat properly. You don't put a lot of toxins into your system, which can rob you of energy. You drink a lot of water. Water helps to restore your cells in your body. You need water to restore your cells. When cells get dried out, they die. And some cells, they do rejuvenate themselves, but some can't, especially some of the ones in the brain. So you want to drink a lot of water, get a lot of rest. You know, I know some people, they don't think I get a lot of rest because I'm up late and I get up early. But you see, but there are days that I can sleep 24 hours straight, no problem. So I get my night, like say for instance, a person gets 8 hours a night, and so you add that up. But here's the thing, I may get all of that in 2 days. I can do it, you know. See, there you go. I can do it. I don't wish I can do it. I don't hope I can do it. I don't try to do it. I just go and do it. So here are some things that you want to do so that you can live. And if you have a question, please, I would gladly answer your question or your comment. Okay, let's see. Caller 954, you are on the air with Coach Lalisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. I'm grateful to be tuned into your show this morning. You have been such a great inspiration to me. You have hit on a lot of key points this morning. And the main thing is, yes, you have to do. You're not supposed to go on a wish, like the song you said, Wishing Upon a Star, because that's just really make-believe. We are living in a world that's realistic, and there are things that we have to do realistically in order to accomplish the goals that we need to accomplish within our lives. Those things that we're really wanting for ourselves, our desires and everything. And I have been one who's had a lot of desires. I have been given tools as well, too, but I have found myself constantly tumbling, you know, just constantly making the same mistakes and not applying the tools that are being given to me, and it becomes hurtful after all. You know, it comes to a point where one has to have confidence within themselves and really love themselves as well, too, in order to reach to the level where you're saying that you just have to do and move out of faith as well, too. Move out on faith and trust the process of the things in order for these things to come to pass within your life. So I just thank you.
You're welcome. And Hopeful Joaquin, I didn't realize it was you. So good morning, and welcome. And, you know, I tell you, and that's why I said, and I know there are people that I've, because they've actually told me that they've listened to the show. They started listening to the show, and over time, they were able to make those necessary changes in their life. Like you said, you know, we all need that confidence.
Yeah.
Okay? We need to feel confident about what we're doing. And we need, yes, and when you said, and like when you mentioned faith, stepping out on faith, well, faith and doing are the same things.
Because faith, let me say this, because the definition of faith is you actually believing in something that's not seen, but you're having the faith that it does exist, it is there, or it will come to pass. Even though you don't see it, you're believing and trusting that it's there and it will come to pass. So that's exactly what it is. Just by doing, it will actually fall into place. You just have to trust and believe everything that you're doing. God is going to allow doors to open for those things to come to pass that you're wishing or praying or wanting to become true.
And so, you know, so what we're saying here, how to get what you want out of life. And do you know how to do that now?
Well, I'm still working on it. As I said, I have been given tools, but I have found myself still stumbling. So I'm still in the process myself. You know, I'm not going to say that I have truly arrived, but God has healed me and worked with me in certain levels of my life, and I'm just proceeding forward in order to make those things
okay.
that, yeah, has become a struggle to become something that's no longer a problem or obstacle within my life.
Okay. All right. Well, you can be like myself and Miss Patricia and some others, Miss Kiva and others, where we're Bond girls. And so hopefully you'll listen in on Mondays where Mr. Paul Kiriazi from Tokyo, Japan, calling all the way from Japan. He's doing a lesson, a mini-series. It's four parts, and you can go back and listen to last Monday's archives if you didn't hear the show, where he gave out 21 rules of the Bond's lifestyle. Now, it's very important because it's not just about the James Bond movie thing that's unreal. He's brought it into a self-help personal development seminar type of teaching. So you'll get a lot out of it. And again, I promise you, and so a James Bond woman, when we say we're James Bond girls, here's what it means. It means we're intelligent. It means that we're independent. Walking with independent. And we are business women. We are business women, okay? So that's what we mean when we say we're a Bond girl. And the show will be back on. Yes, stop living the start. You know, Patricia is saying to you, hopeful walking, you start living the Bond girl life with us. Yes, it also gives you, what this show also gives you is something that most people have to pay a lot of money for, and that's accountability partners. Because that's
yes.
typically what the average coach is. It's an accountability person. So people who tune into the show every day, every week, couple times a week, what have you, they feel they have some accountability. Like, for instance, I know somebody, I forget who I was talking to the other day, they were like, so they were busy, right? They said, yeah, Coach, we're out. I don't know, maybe it was Elaine. That's who it was, Elaine. She was so funny. She was like, yeah. I said, oh, I was, you know, I talked to her. She's doing all these things. She says, yeah, I'm out doing all the stuff that you're always telling us to go and do. So she's too busy to reflect on all the things that she doesn't have in life and all the things she never had and who hurt her and who didn't do this and who. See, we don't have time to focus on that no more. We could, but remember what I said at the top of the show or earlier on in the segment today. The mind has thoughts there. And for the most part, they came from you. Okay? People can plant thoughts in us to a degree, you know. But for the most part, these thoughts are the thoughts that you leave there or you want there, whoever you are. And you can get rid of those thoughts. But you have to replace it with a new thought. Thoughts, negative thoughts, they're not going to just pack up and go on their own. Are you kidding? They will never do that. Thoughts don't leave like that. So thank you very much for your comments and your question. And we want you definitely to keep listening to the show. Stay tuned in. If anyone else desires to make a comment or if you have a question. So thank you, Ms. Joaquina. And you're calling from what state?
I'm calling from South Florida.
Awesome. And you know that is, and also, you know, I know you also have a radio show right here, Hopeful Joaquina, on Blog Talk Radio. So people can connect with you there. They can listen to your messages of hope. And so we wish you best, and we want you to keep listening as much as you can. And That's how things are. I mean, that's the doing. You don't say, oh, I wish I could listen to the show. All the people that wish they could listen to the Coach Melissa show, they're not listening. All the people say, oh, I'm going to try to listen tomorrow. They're not listening. The people who are listening are the ones who are actually listening. They're the ones who get up and make the call, lay in bed with their laptop right there, turn over and click a button or two. And those are the individuals that can attest to how their lives have changed for the better, growth-wise or something-wise. Something has happened different in their life because they've listened to the Coach Melissa show.
Yeah,
and that's all it takes.
All about just training your thought process as well as trusting and believing, standing steadfast in faith. And the other key thing that I feel that it is just being open to change as well. Just being open to change,
yes.
and realizing certain things within yourself that you need to purge yourself of. Things that's not conducive to God's will. You know, and you sometimes have to take the time to evaluate yourself and realize those necessary changes that you need to make in order to get to the level that you would like to be into your life.
Absolutely. So that was good. That's good. You're so right. So right. Okay. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold, and then we'll see if there's anyone else who. Thank you so much for calling and keep listening. Okay, if there anyone else who would like to make a comment about this topic, we've actually extended the show for 30 more minutes. This is one of my mornings where I have a little bit more time. If you have a comment that you want to make about this concept of how to get what you want out of life, why are you settling for less? I don't understand that. Why are you settling for less when more is viable? You can have more, but you got to do more. There's only one way to get more, Patricia Martin. There's only one way, Paul Kiriazi. There's only one way, guest in the chat room. There's only one way to get more. Hypno Solutions. There's only one way to get more out of life. He said, let him have it. You see, that's it. Is that you have to do more. You don't get more. You got to do more. You got to do more and be more. That's how you'll get more. And how do we do more and be more? Who can tell me the answer? Who can tell me how to do more and be more? I know somebody has the answer to this. I know I'm not the only one on the Coach Melissa show with the answer to how to get more and how to do more and how to be more. Let me go back to the switchboard and see what we have. Yes, if you have a comment, I would love to. Where's the 510 area code calling from? Good morning and welcome to you. Yes, Paul says that Oscar Wilde said, Those that live within their means suffer from a lack of imagination. Yeah, those that live within their means suffer from a lack of imagination. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yes, Keith says, amen. Do more to get more. Yes. And how do you do and be more? How do you do and be more? What how does that work? It starts with our thinking. If you want to do more, you have to think more. Think bigger. Think vast. Think massive. Let your thoughts be big. You know, God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. But even he told us to even think those things that be not as though they were. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Well, before we speak it, it's because it's a thought. You've got to think big. Yeah, of course, he could imagine a lot of fun things to do with more money. Absolutely. But you got to think big about money before you get more money. I remember, I'm always saying this, so by now you should be able to recite it with me. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. So you got to think bigger. Disney World for 2 weeks. I know that's right. We got to do something about it. Okay, you want to go to Disney World for 2 weeks? Did you go and look to see what it would take to get to Disney World? Then once you did that, did you begin to prepare? Because wherever you're preparing for it, that's where you're going. If you're not preparing, you're not going anywhere. And then when you get there, you'll wonder how you got there. When you get nowhere, you know, people do that all the time. They get nowhere and they're like, how did I get here? Because you weren't going anywhere. That's how you got there. Everywhere you go, there you are. I shared that book the other day. Everywhere you go, there you are. So how did you get there? Well, you got there based on whatever you did. What did you do? Well, it was based on whatever you said. What did you say? Well, it was based on whatever you thought. What did you think? Where did your thinking come from? Whatever you were believing. If you believe you're nothing, you will have nothing thoughts. Trust me. I've been there, done that, moving on. You got that from Pastor Kyle at Agape. I heard him say that 10 years ago. He said it one time, I never forgot it, and I've adopted it. Been there, done that, moving on. Not been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. That's cute. And that's what I said up until I met Pastor Powell. When I met him and he said that, been there, done that, and I'm moving on. See, that's the problem with some people. They don't know how to move on. That's why when I go to this homeless shelter to speak this Saturday and next Saturday, I'm scheduled to speak at two homeless shelters. The homeless shelters know to bring in a motivational coach, the homeless shelter. Been there, done that, and I'm moving on. So my title that I'm taking to them is Unbox and Move On. Unbox and Move Forward, rather, but same thing. Move on, move forward, means the same. You've got to move on. Can't stay stuck. So I'm telling them, get out of your box. Take the box off your mind. Take the box off your thinking. Take the box off of what you believe. Because maybe what you believe is how you got where you are in the first place. Maybe it's time to come up with some new beliefs. Maybe it's time to get some new beliefs. What do you believe in? What do you believe? If you believe that women shouldn't have certain kinds of careers, if that's what you believe, then your thinking is going to be centered around thoughts like, oh, I can't apply for that job, I'll never get that job, they'll never hire me, because of the belief that says women don't do that kind of work, or men, they don't do this or do that, so, or white people don't do this, or black people don't do that, or poor people don't do this, or rich people don't do that. Is what are we believing is going to guide our thinking. And what we think becomes our actions, and then our actions become our destiny. So whenever we are where we are, we can trace it back to a belief. So if you change your beliefs, your beliefs are going to change your thinking. You think new thoughts, you got to get new thoughts in to push out old thoughts. You got to get new beliefs in to push out old belief systems. Some belief systems is that, you know, women have so many things on us that we just da da da. I'm sorry, I don't subscribe to that belief. I'm not mocking anyone that does. Okay? But I know God made me perfectly. He did not make me with flaws. So for women that feel like they have a flaw because of the fact that they're a woman and we have so much to do and we're always caring for this person, that person, da, 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 And that's why we can never get ahead in life. I'm not buying into that belief because I know the truth. See, that's why the truth has set you free. Hello, got to get free with the truth. The truth is God made you fearfully and wonderfully. He made you in his perfect image because he's perfect and we're made in his image. So I wasn't made with flaws. I may have gotten a few flaws along the way. But I wasn't made, I wasn't created with flaws. I was created perfectly, fearfully, and wonderfully. So I'm going to go back to the truth, and now I'm going to see if every belief that I believe lines up with the truth of God. Because beliefs, we get them over time through our lives as we are raised. You know, I told you about some of the idiotic beliefs that I had. I had beliefs like, okay, poor blacks don't do this, this, and that. What a kind of nonsense belief is that? Well, that was based on what people were saying and teaching. And and if you buy into the belief, it can stay with you a long time. Then there was a belief that women don't do this, this, and that, or that women do this, this, and that. Then when I got married, I had all kind of crazy beliefs about a marriage, which almost ruined my marriage. Don't let people ruin your lives with these beliefs. Change them. Okay, you got that belief because that's what your parents believe? Fine. They were the one feeding you. You didn't have a choice. Okay. They were feeding and taking care of you. You were a kid. Hello? Now you're grown. Get your own beliefs. If you like the ones that they've instilled within you or those that you've picked up throughout society, fine. But now you can challenge your beliefs so that you can live the life that you want. Now, what is it that you want, though? Well, you may not know. What do you think you want? Some people, they don't know yet what they want. And some people are so not used to looking at what they want, they just never thought about it. That this doesn't seem real to be able to have what you want. Because some people, here's the belief for some people. That's only for rich people. That's only for people who are lucky. That's only for the fortunate. Those are beliefs. Get rid of that. It's for everybody. It's for anybody. And it might be for you if you change your belief. It might be for you if you change your thinking. Not just for one kind of person. You know, I'm going to be 55 this year. You know how many beliefs? I've been got rid of those beliefs, though, about what older people do or don't do. I got rid of that a long time ago. You're not going to see me sitting somewhere talking about I'm retired. That's out of the question. I will be working, well, as Adele, my publishing partner, says. Well, Lisa, this is not work for us. This is play. We're getting paid to play. When I go to my job, when I go to Kentuck, they pay me. I don't have to look at it. They're paying me to play, except when they want me to do the ACA stuff. Then it's like, that's not fun for me, and that's not my play. My play is training. When I'm at training, I'm playing. I'm like a kid in the biggest play. I'm like a kid at Walt Disney. When it comes to training, a workshop, I don't care how many packets I have to make. I don't care how many poster boards I have to write on. I don't care how many flip charts I got to flip through. Training is my playground. It's what I love doing. I'm like a little kid at Disney World, left there with a bunch of money. That's my play. Find your play and make it pay. Find your play and make it pay. What do you love doing? What would you do even if you weren't getting paid for it? Well, today with technology, you can get paid to do everything. There's nothing today you can't. Anytime you could pay somebody to walk your dog for you, let's just say you had a dog, and when you went out to walk your dog, you just was in seventh heaven. You love walking your dog. Well, go walk everybody else's dog, and they'll pay you. And then you could be in seventh heaven every day, all day. It's like my niece. My niece, she works in a daycare center. That's not work for her. That's play, because she loves kids. She's been taking care of kids long before she ever had any. Now she has four of her own. So she's proven that she really loves it. She had four of her own. Boom, 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 boom. She loves, but she loves, everybody who knows her knows she loves kids. what you love doing. Do what you love, and the money will come. Don't worry about the money. Worry about having fun. You want to get how to get what you want out of life? Okay, so let's look at some things you can do. Number one, read Release Your Power. By the way, if you purchase the book, you will be helping to serve the Culture Release Project that is about to hit the country, if not the world, the Culture Release Project. Oh, it's like Steve Harvey, the Steve Harvey Project. I knew him and I had a lot more in common than I ever wanted to admit. So, the Coach, that just dropped in my spirit like that quick. The Coach Lalisa, it's a project. You're right. Then you want to, don't worry what others say and don't worry what others think. Those are like the 10 most important words in your life. Don't worry what others say and don't worry what others think. 10 words. The most important words you need to know. Stop wishing. Stop wishing and do. Stop wishing and do. These are the steps to getting what you want out of life. Do. Set a goal and do it. Set a goal and do it. Set those small goals that you can achieve so that you can feel a sense of accomplishment. Don't set, see, most people, this is what they do. Most people that I work with that are coming off welfare or coming out of some type of transition or coming out of a homeless state like where I'm going this weekend, and those that I work with that are incarcerated and coming out of incarceration, here's the biggest problem that I've seen that I've been working now with this population since 1997. I got my first job in 1997 working with the brand new, what they called at the time, welfare to work program. And this is what I've seen, and I've worked with this group ever since, from 1997 till now. So that's 14 years. And here's what I've seen as the main problem. They set their goals too big, and then when they don't reach them, they feel like a failure. Let me say that again. They set their goals too big, and then when they don't reach them, they feel like a failure. And so for some people, when they feel like a failure, it sends them into a tailspin of negativity. Some people have resiliency where they can bounce back quickly when this happens. And we talked about resiliency on Tuesday. And we're going to continue talking about resiliency, being resilient. Where's your ability to bounce back? So even when you have a mistake, a setback, you fall down, you got to get back up right away. Dust yourself off. Get back in the running. Get back in the ring and keep going. Keep going. Move on. Move on. Move forward. Paul says, I forget about those things that are behind me, and I press toward the mark of a higher calling. Always know you have a higher calling on your life. Whatever you got going on, there's a higher calling. Yes, I'm doing the Coach Lalisa show, but I got a higher calling. Yes, I'm an author. I did this. I'm doing it. But there's a higher calling on my life. So I'm pressing forward every day. You got to press forward every day. You got to wake up knowing. You got to wake up to your high call. Every day you get up, you open your eyes, you thank God, and you understand that you got a higher calling. If not, you wouldn't have had no need to wake up. There would have been no need for him to wake you up. It wasn't your alarm clock that did it. He would have had no reason to wake you up if he didn't have a higher calling for you to pursue. But you got to get in pursuit of it. You got to start chasing your higher calling. That's what I do. I chase my purpose in life. My goodness, I'm telling you, there isn't a drug addict out there that can run harder than me. To my purpose. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Because I'm running hard after it. You need to run hard after your purpose. You want to be addicted to something, people? That's what, not coffee, not addicted to shopping, not addicted to having more money. No, let's be addicted to living our purpose. That's where we're headed. That's what I wake up for every day. That's what I spend my whole day looking at. How, when I go to work, when I go to my 9-to-5 job, I'm looking at, okay, who here needs my purpose? And that's why I talk to people. And then as soon as I hear something, I'm like, okay, that's it. Thank you, Lord. You led me to them again today. I could be at the grocery store. I go shopping. I'm not just there to shop. I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, who needs to hear a word? Who needs to hear, you know, something positivity? Who in this store? I know God didn't bring me to the store just to shop. Who else here needs to be empowered? It could be the cashier. It could be someone standing in line. It could be someone in one of the aisles. And it doesn't have to be words. It could just be a smile. You know, a smile could be empowering. It could be a hello. It could be the fact that you spoke to someone. Maybe you're the first person that spoke to them all day. Maybe you speak and say, hey, how you doing? Maybe no one has said, how you doing to them in a year. You never know. You never know. But if you wake up every day with that mindset that you're living on purpose, that this day is a day that God woke me up, you didn't wake up by yourself. You didn't wake up because your alarm clock went off. You didn't wake up because the kids were fighting or playing, or like my little grandson sometimes, he'll come to the bedside and he'll say, get up, Nana. Believe me, I get my sleep in on the weekend. Trust me. He says, get up, Nana. He didn't wake me up. No, 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 no. I know who woke me up. And therefore, I can get up every day and I can get, you see, the life that I want every day. And so can you. And so can you. Okay? So, release your power. Get the book. Read it. It'll talk in there about how to get over low self-esteem, how to change. You want to know how to change? It talks about how to change. It talks about how to develop the leader within. It talks about why you need to make each step in your life solid. It talks about how you need to build solid relationships with people. And it talks about continuous improvement. It doesn't stop here. It is every day. You're not going to get to a place of destination as it relates to getting better and living your life on purpose. It's not a destination. It's a journey, and it never ends. You don't get to a point where you say, okay, I'm done. I'm finished with all the personal development I need. I'm finished with all the success tips that I need. No, you're never done. It's like when we were learning in college, we were learning in my algebra class, we were learning calculus class, we were learning limits or something, and the way the guy taught us this very complicated math equation. He would say, do this, you know, multiply this, take the root of that, do this over that, no. And then he would say, are we done? And then he had taught us to say, no, we're never done till you divide by the blank that's inside. And so every time he said that, that's how I end up, really, it's just little things like that. Literally getting straight A's in calculus, because limits were very hard for people to learn. It's a complicated math concept. And he would say, but you always had to remember to divide by what was inside, and there was always another number that was going to be inside. So he would say, are we done? And we would say, no, we're never done. The whole class would repeat that, you see. And that's how you got to be. You got to repeat some things and keep it in the forefront of your mind. So in your life, you say, this is great what I do now. This is great what I have now. This is good what I have now. But am I done? No, you're never done. Because why? There's always someone else for you to touch. There's always someone else for you to motivate, to empower. Okay? So I see a couple more guests have joined us. That's right, Kiva. Stop wishing. Look at my wonderful husband upstairs. I don't wish anymore to have a good marriage. I got a good marriage. I don't wish that my marriage is turned around. I go turn it around. You know, for years I was trapped in that. And I've been married 21 years, March 24th. So for years I was trapped. Oh, I wish he was this. I wish he could do this. I wish he wish. You know what that sounds like to me? You're wishy-washy. You're wishing all the time. Stop wishing on a star. Okay, they made a popular, that was a popular song because they know that so many people are doing it. Everybody liked that song. But here's the thing, I don't have to wish that my marriage is better. I just went and made it better. I went and did it. What does it take to make it better? What does it take to make it better? Well, one thing it took for me, I don't know what it would take for some of you, but one thing it took for me was to stop saying that it was so horrible. That right there made it better. Stop saying, oh, he ain't this, he ain't that, he ain't this, he ain't that. Well, I had to look in the mirror and say, guess what, you ain't a lot of stuff either. Took me 12 years in the marriage to realize that. You ain't a lot of stuff either. So here you have it. Same thing on the job. I could say about my job. Oh, the company, not this, not this, not that, not this, not that. Well, what are you, Lalisa, while you're at the company? I could say, oh, you know, the radio show isn't this, 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 or that. Well, I would never say that because, you know, I absolutely adore the Coach of Lalisa show. That's like my pastor. Now I can see why he always would say, and he says it all the time. Now I can identify with him. He'll say, he was a Franklin St. John's. You're the greatest. He really loves Franklin St. John's. And so now I understand. Before, you know, of course he said it, and I thought, that's fine, that's great. But now I really can understand how he can say that, because I feel that way about the Coach of Lalisa show. I absolutely love the Coach of Lalisa. I love it. And what that means is that we love the people. That's all that means. It's that we love the Kakivas and the Pauls and the Verses and the Adeles and the Virginia Dancys. Oh, by the way, y'all, she had a very successful, let me tell y'all about this lady, Virginia Dancy. Virginia Dancy is one of a kind. She's got to be one of a kind, y'all. And here's a woman who is doing great things, big, big, big things. And she said to me, yeah, Lalisa, you should bring the Release Your Inner Power down to North Carolina. And I said, well, yeah, we wanted to go on the road with it anyway. Well, 2 days later, she was in North Carolina putting together the event that is going to happen on June 24th and 5th of this year. They had a prayer breakfast this past Friday to announce it to a wider audience about, and they actually called the prayer breakfast Release Your Inner Power Prayer Breakfast. And so, what an awesome, you know, she's going to try to send me some video clips, if she can, when she gets a chance. I'm not rushing her, because I know she's a busy woman. She's also a Mary Kay consultant. So if you need any Mary Kay, contact her. She's also working on a book. She's finishing up a book that she will be publishing very, very soon. So she's very busy, and she attends a lot of meetings for entrepreneurs and leaders down there in North Carolina. She's working with another woman that I absolutely adore, Miss Dr. Cindy Hunter. I told you about her. Hopefully she'll be coming on the show soon. But she also is working right there with her. And Pastor Aretha Robinson is also there. And so they've collaborated and got together. So just great, great things. So that's what we mean when we say we love the culture. We love the people who tune in each and every week. And know that there are many people, you know, good morning to, I could say good morning to Ralph, and good morning to, you know, Lloyd, and good morning to various people that I see them, and they say, oh, yeah, I listen to, oh, good morning to my dear, sweet sister-in-law, Yvonne, and she tunes into the show when she can. It comes on while she's at school with the children, so sometimes she goes back and listens to the archives. So I want to say good morning to her. She's been such a powerful blessing in my life, so I thank God for her. But I absolutely do. I really love and Joaquina and definitely Miss Tina and some others, even Miss Denise and Cleveland and others that have tuned in and gotten up early in the morning to tune into the show. And those of you, oh yes, Miss Deborah Calhoun, Lisa out in California, and Miss In Safiri down in the Maryland area, we say good morning, we celebrate you. So there's wonderful things coming up. If you're in the Atlanta area, look for us March 18th and 19th. We will be in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Women's Global Empowerment Retreat. And so you can, again, ask me about that. I'll get you more information about that. And don't forget, March 12th, the book writer and publisher, convention right here with powerful authors. We got Mr. Howard Scott. We got Ms. Deborah Davis. We got Ms. Linda Wiggins Edwards. We got Ms. Elizabeth Allen Patty. Mr. Joshua Coates, the movie director. Dr. Lou Jones, magazine owner. Please, please go and register for that event. The information is on my website, www.liliSHAWilliams.com. Don't forget to register for that. We have also Kelly Caserina, Laura Weaver. She will also be there. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, another author, myself, another author. So these authors are going to be on a panel, and they're going to be helping you write the book, market the book, sell the book, get started with writing, networking, graphic art, how to choose a graphic artist, how to choose the right printer, how to choose the right distribution house to distribute your books if that's the way you want to go, how to do book signings if that's what you want to do. I'm going to have Mr. Versio Walker there. You know, he's a guru at book signings. He's going to be talking about that, how to get yourself booked on TV, on radio to promote the book. How can people buy the book if they don't know anything about it or about you? Who else will we have there? So many other people. That's March 12th, the Saturday, 9 to 3. You'll be done at 3, and then you can go shopping or whatever else you typically do on Saturday. By then, all the morning people will be out of the mall, and you can have the mall pretty much all to yourself because everybody else will be going to dinner. So please register for that. Then April the 1st, we have our Kingdom Women's Empowerment Convention back at the Wyndham Hotel. The Wyndham is becoming like our signature hotel where we do things at. And then in May, there's the 100 Women and 100 Men in White back at the Wyndham. That's becoming our official hotel, the Wyndham Hotel on Route 29 in Newark near the Newark Airport. Excuse me. And then we are going to, that's in May 14th, put it on your calendar, May, and then June, North Carolina, for the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Conference there. And then from there, I think we are going to Cincinnati, Ohio. We'll do the conference there, and we have a few more stops to make. Pittsburgh, Chicago. Oh, we will be in Philadelphia. Definitely Philadelphia. Love Philly. We love Philly. And where else? Okay. Hopeful. We'd like to talk to you later. No problem, Ms. Hopeful. I will call you later. Or you can call me. I will be sitting at my desk. You can call me. Not a problem. What else? What else do we have going? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm just waiting for the invite. You invite me. I'm coming. I believe we are going to Texas. I did talk to Adele about coming to Texas. We just have to work out the dates. And now our time is up. Now I almost feel like Carol Burnett, and I want to sing, I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh or sing a song. And before you know it, comes the time we have to say, so long. All right, everyone. Well, you can tell what I did as a child, right? I was watching those kinds of shows. They were my favorites. Okay, that's it. That's all. See you back here tomorrow, Friday. Don't forget, Mr. Phil Andrews, marketing guru, 15 years in the business. You don't want to miss it tomorrow, right here on Coach Elisa. Go tell all your friends. Have a great day, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.